Cinderella, written by Teresa R. Roberts, illustrated by Paula Trudell. Genre: a fairy tale is a story whose characters can include princes and princesses. In this story, you will read about a girl who wants to go to the prince's ball. Question of the week: how can a story be a treasure? Once upon a time, in a far-off land, over hills and past farms, lived a girl named Cinderella. Cindy, as she was called, was sweet and nice. Cindy had two sisters. Roz and Gert were not so sweet or nice. They were mean. They made Cindy sweep, mop, scrub, and dust all day. Each year, the prince had a great ball at his castle. One day, a man came with a note. The prince asked the sisters to his ball.
"Maybe he will make me his wife," Gert clapped her hands.
"No, he will not. It will be me," Roz yelled.
"May I go as well?" asked Cindy.
"No," cried her sisters. "That rug needs beating."
"This dish is filthy."
"Stay home and clean, Cinderella."
Cindy watched Roz and Gert try on dresses. Red, green, white, pink, such nice colors. And the finest fabric stitched with the finest thread. All Cindy got was a dirty mop. Cindy watched her sisters drive off. She tried sweeping. She tried dusting. But she felt so sad. She hung her head and cried. Rap, tap, tap. Rap, tap, tap. A wise old woman came in. She patted Cindy's hand. "I will help you go to the ball."
"But I cannot go in these rags," Cindy wailed.
"Just wait and see. I will show you."
Snap!
Cindy had a nice dress and glass slippers.
Snap! Snap!
6 mice turned into horses.
Snap! Snap! Snap!
That pumpkin turned into a flashy coach. It is time to go. But be back by 12 o'clock. The chimes will ring. That will be the sign that everything will turn back. Cinderella went to the ball. She met the prince. They twirled and whirled in each other's arms all night. Then the chimes started clanging. Cindy gasped and ran fast.
"Wait," called the prince. "Stop."
He did not see where Cindy went. She had lost her glass slipper on the top step. Back at home, Cindy's sisters made her scrub, sweep, and mop. She no longer wore her fine dress.
Cindy used her finger to draw a sad face in the dust at her feet. After she drew it, her tears fell into the dust. Rap, tap, tap. It was the prince. "Is this your glass slipper?" he asked Roz. She tried it. It did not fit. Then Gert tried it. It did not fit. But it did fit Cinderella. She and the prince married, and they lived happily ever after.